I want to tell you about an exhibit that's coming to Chicago that you, if you're true crime buffs, I do a lot of true crime here, as we just talked about with our last guest. In September, there's an exhibit coming to Chicago called the Serial Killer Original Exhibition World Tour. It involves the largest exhibition of artifacts belonging to serial killers. Its goal is not so much sensationalism, but to go beyond the myths and kind of figure out how these people became what they became, criminal profiling, forensic science, and history of these issues. And with us to discuss the event in Chicago is Dr. Bill Kimberlin and John Borowski. Dr. Kimberlin is a clinical psychologist and author of Watch Me Die, Last Words from Death Row, where he shares encounters and thought-provoking insights about spending time on death row. John Borowski is one of Chicago's own. He's an award-winning filmmaker, and his most recent work is a miniseries documentary, The John Wayne Gacy Murders, Life and Death in Chicago, available for free on Tubi and other streaming services. John and Dr. Kimberlin, welcome to the show. Let's talk a little bit. Dr. Kimberlin, can you tell us just what people can expect when they go? First, give me the dates, give me the place, and give me the times and the logistics about where this exhibition is going to be.
Sure. So it opens up on September 5th, and it's going to be held at CineSpace, which are the Chicago Film Studios on 1501 South Rockwell Street. That'll be where the public entrance is. And I believe it runs Wednesday through Sundays. And it's going to take a good, maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours for each person to get through, because it is such an enormous, I like to call it a production, not even an exhibit, because when you talk about, 40-plus rooms with 150-plus serial killers from, so many different countries, and it's immersive, and that's what sets this one apart from, your typical pop-up museums where they're just, a room or two. This one here is very, very extensive when getting into the academic aspects of, the forensics, the psychology, the law enforcement, the legal aspects. I mean, people are really going to learn, especially the history of some of them.
John, you have been involved as the head of the Scientific Advisory Committee. What was your job in putting this together and kind of curating some of the exhibits?
Hi, Garen. Thanks for having me on.
Hi, John.
Yeah, my experience of studying serial killers, abnormal psychology, and also my creative sense of being a writer and filmmaker have all come into play for the exhibition, where I'm consulted on everything from the layout of the displays, the authenticity of the artifacts, making sure the information conveyed is accurate, and also writing articles for the catalog, which is unique to each city that the exhibition visits.
So I was talking a little bit, but we couldn't get you on, there are going to be texters. There's going to be critical people who are saying, why are we talking about serial killers? We're putting them on a pedestal. What about the victims? Why don't we know their names? Dr. Kimberlin, how would you address that?
And that's a very valid question and concern that people often have and should have, because, John and I have worked together quite extensively on this, and the last thing that we ever want to do, and in fact before we ever even agreed to do anything with the exhibition, is to make sure that there was nothing that's going to glamorize or glorify any of the killers, and we wanted to really stress a lot about the victims and the victimology. And I can vouch for John with his expertise in the history of, like the H.H. Holmes and the Gacy, especially the victims. Everything is vetted as well through him, because I don't think there's anybody out there that knows more personally about it than John does. So we bounce stuff off of one another. And, like in the Atlanta exhibit where it first debuted, I was totally against making sure that there was going to be nothing to do with Wayne Williams and the Atlantic serial killer, because of, it's such a debatable topic to this day, and a lot of the victims' families are still there, and not everybody agrees that they have the right person or not, so I didn't want to touch that subject at all. So there's a lot of thought that goes into it, and I think people will understand that once they get to the exhibit, that we focus a lot on the victims and the victimology as well.
John Borowski, we're talking to John. John is has most recent work is the miniseries documentary, The John Wayne Gacy Murders, Life and Death in Chicago. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because that documentary really puts the Gacy crimes in history of Chicago. So you're seeing how gays were treated back then. You're seeing how police were different, doing different things, how the forensics were not existent. So it really puts things in perspective. And John, what do you think people will be surprised at when they go to this exhibition? What will they see that will surprise them?
Well, you know, the exhibition looks at the cases from the perspectives of history, psychology, and sociology. You know, it raises many questions, especially how we view and relate to other human beings, possibly making the attendees ask questions of themselves and even society at large. You know, have we learned that clowns can get away with murder? To be wary of people in positions of authority? Do we just brush off these strange occurrences with our neighbors, such as bad smells and noises in the middle of the night? I feel these cases raise an awareness of the world around us.
I totally agree with you. Serial Killer, the exhibition world tour, it starts on September 5th at CineSpace, which is a really cool venue. It's going to be there for a while. I highly encourage everyone to attend. I'm going to be there probably the first couple of days with John and Dr. Kimberlin. Thank you both so very much for joining me, and maybe while this thing is going on, we'll come on again.